Chapter 28. Not a good translation here, but I guess they did their best, so who am I to think I can improve on it? But after the Sabbath isn't good enough. Opse in Greek means late. Some scholars suggested what you have to say is late in the night after the Sabbath. So the Sabbath ends at 6 o'clock in the evening, Saturday in the evening, what we call Saturday, and then you've got the night after the Sabbath, and it's late in the night, or if you like, it's getting towards, well, that's what they go on to say, as the first day of the week was dawning, or about to dawn, if you like. So it's just before first light. It's the end of a long, long, long dark night. God is dead after all. Buried, the gap of the Sabbath, and a long Saturday night. It's coming right to the end of the night. And that's often when God acts, when we're ready, the end of a long night. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, the one we've mentioned, went to see the tomb. So it's dark. You're meant to get the impression of it's dark, but it's about to be light. And the women, disciples, ministers, are in the night going towards the tomb to see the tomb. That's all they're expecting. And now what happens in the darkness? Suddenly, there's a great earthquake. Would this earthquake have shown up on a seismic kind of machine? I don't know. Presumably not. This is a massive, like the darkness of Jesus' death, this is a cosmic earthquake. This is language that belongs to the last day. Whether there was a physical earthquake or not, I haven't got the foggiest idea. And you don't need to have it. Matthew's the only one who mentions it, by the way. Not that that proves or disproves anything. This is an earthquake at another level. There's a great earthquake. An angel of the Lord descending from heaven. This is the nearest you get to a description of the resurrection in the whole of the Gospels. The actual resurrection, though it's not described. It can't be described. We can only describe what we can see and touch and maneuver and manipulate and record. The resurrection is beyond that. But here you've got very close to it. Suddenly there's a great earthquake. An angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone that's supposed to lock people into death. And the angel sat on it, the way a judge sits, a position of power. This is God judging death, judging the tomb, darkness. His appearance was like lightning. This is the resurrection. And his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. So the tomb is ripped apart, and the guards who are securing it are light has conquered the dark. Life has conquered death. Something extraordinary is happening. And this is the night, by the way, of the Exodus. Remember, the Exodus happened at night. We sang it here the other night. Happy night. And this is the night when light enters our world finally and totally in the resurrection of Christ. But he isn't described, nor is the resurrection described. The power of God is dramatically expressed here. For your meditation only, I want to quote to you from the Book of Wisdom. It's a lovely piece of poetry, but I think it has some bearing here. Chapter 18, verse 14 to 18. While gentle silence enveloped all things, and night in its swift course had now half gone, your all-powerful word leapt from heaven from the royal throne into the midst of a land that was doomed, a stern warrior carrying the sharp sword of your authentic command, and stood and filled all things with death and touched heaven while standing on the earth. Then at once apparitions in dreadful dreams greatly troubled them, and unexpected fears assailed them, and one here and another there hurled down half dead. God entering this tomb-like world in judgment, the Word of God. Very different from our passage, but in a sense the Word of God is leaping into the breach of our world and bringing a beautiful message which we're about to hear.